The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if he had been here, my brother would have not died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "So how he loved him. See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something to that this man would have not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands. And his face was wrapped in cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." How many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what they had done began to believe in him? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was a little kid, I loved the smell of Ovaltine. In fact, I remember taking a jar of Ovaltine powder and I would shake it. And then I would open it up and just let the smell of this chocolatey goodness come out into the air. So So I did this several times, and in my childhood brain, I remember thinking to myself that if I keep doing this, if I keep releasing the fragrance of Ovaltine into the air, eventually the atmosphere of the Earth will come to smell just a little bit more like Ovaltine, which is exactly what I wanted. Now, fast forward to today, and I no longer have this specific desire to bring the fragrance of Ovaltine into the world. However, I propose that there is a kind of fragrance which we ought to bring into the world, namely, the fragrance of Christ. The fragrance of Christ is not something that you can physically smell, but it's a kind of spiritual aroma. And this is related to the very meaning of the word Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one, one who was anointed with oil as our priest, prophet, and king. And so we can think of the oil of Christ as having a kind of fragrance, this pleasing aroma, which brings us to today's gospel. In today's gospel, Jesus comes to the tomb of Lazarus, and he tells the people to remove the stone from the entrance of the tomb. And then what does Martha say? She says, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. Because Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, there will be a stench." This is an uncomfortable truth, that death has an unpleasant smell, as if this is how death asserts its victory over life. It brings forth a stench. But then Jesus insists that the stone should be taken away from the entrance to the tomb. So what happens when the stone is taken away? When the stone is taken away from the entrance to the tomb, the stench of death comes forth. It comes forth thinking itself triumphant, but then it runs headlong into the fragrance of Christ. And so what takes place in that moment is what we might call the battle of the smells. The battle of the smells is when the fragrance of Christ comes face to face with the stench of death. And in a cry of victory, our Lord says, "Lazarus, come out." Lazarus comes back to life, and the stench of death is defeated by the fragrance of Christ. So what does this mean then for each of us, brothers and sisters? We are meant to be the fragrance of Christ. We are the Ovaltine of Christ being scattered into the atmosphere so that the world can smell more like the aroma of the Lord. This spiritual olfactory warfare, the battle of the smells, continues today in our everyday lives. And this fragrance of Christ is not, it's not something that merely covers us, right? So it's not like perfume or cologne. Perfume and cologne are the kind of things that people use to cover themselves with smell. But the fragrance of Christ is not like that. It comes from within, from Christ dwelling within us. As in the words of St. Patrick, who gets an honorable mention today, "Christ beside me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me." We must smell as Christ. And this is signified by a particular kind of oil, which we call the sacred chrism. So right after we were baptized, each of us was then anointed with this oil, which we call the sacred chrism. And in case you didn't know, this oil has a smell. It has a beautiful fragrance. And I happen to be very familiar with this fragrance because when I was ordained a priest, which I had to believe was only 10 months ago, when I was ordained a priest, the bishop used this sacred chrism, the same oil, and he used it to anoint my hands. And on that particular day, the bishop decided to use way more oil than is typical at your average ordination ceremony. And so my hands were dripping with oil at the end of the anointing. And even after I washed my hands, this is the thing about a fragrant oil, after I washed my hands, the fragrance remained on my hands for several days. Likewise with us. When we were baptized, the same oil was used to anoint each of us, and the spiritual fragrance of Christ remains inside of us, not just for a few days, but for all eternity. As long as we remain faithful to Christ, we are the aroma of Christ in the world. So then let this be a reminder for those of you who are parents with a little baby. When you enter into the unpleasant smell of changing your baby's diaper, and you do this with love, you are acting as the fragrance of Christ in the world. Or to the rest of us, whenever we express an act of kindness to another person, including to those who have an unpleasant smell, we are acting as the fragrance of Christ in the world. Whenever we say a prayer for the conversion of sinners, or we express the joy of the Lord to those around us, we are acting as the fragrance of Christ in the world. You, brothers and sisters, you are the Ovaltine of Christ. May this pleasing aroma radiate into the heart of the city.